And I'm not sure that I can find the adequate words to say how tremendously pleased and honored I am that in our studios we have today as a very, very special guest, a granddaughter of Mahatma Gandhi, Usha Harish Gokani. She is a social worker who works tirelessly on behalf of the downtrodden in her native land of India, and in so many meaningful ways is carrying on the legacy of her grandfather, one of history's most revered peacemakers, and also a great peacemaker and thinker who is as revered today as ever, and not only in India, but all around the world, including many people here in the United States who find themselves drawn to much of what Mahatma Gandhi said and wrote and did and stood for in his tireless quest for justice, and always doing so, adhering to a very strict policy of nonviolence, an inspiration to many others who came after him, including, of course, America's own Martin Luther King. And Usha Harish Gokani has come to southeastern Wisconsin as the keynote speaker of a very special ceremony at Carthage College, which is the culminating event in a special peace observance. And we're very honored to have her here. Joining her, her traveling companion and Gandhi scholar, Prasad. And we're also happy to have with us Racine's own Mike Frontier, who paid a very memorable trip to India not long ago. He is in the studio as well. So a warm welcome to all three of you, and particularly to our very special guest, Usha Harish Gokani.
Thank you for the kind words. I don't think I deserve all these things which you have said. My grandfather, that was Gandhiji, Mahatma Gandhi, was really a great person. He did a lot, and single-handed he started, and gradually people started joining him. But after all, I am the granddaughter, so a little bit I get, because he is my grandfather, little praise. That is my privilege. Ah. So, but let me say that he was great. I am not that great. But yes, I am trying to work for the underprivileged and the downtrodden, illiterate people. And children and women is my sphere of work. Hmm. And accordingly, I am attached to, as you very rightly said, to the Gandhian institutions also in various capacities, and which gives me tremendous pleasure. Mm. I feel very happy, and at least I feel what my grandfather did for the world, not only for the nation, at least little bit I am also doing in my own small way. Mm. And I think, as the Chinese proverb goes, journey of 1,000 miles also begins with one step. Mm. So with each drop of water, the whole sea is filled. So these are the sayings which gives me encouragement. Okay, whatever little I'm doing may be a drop in the ocean, but I'm doing. And with full honesty and with full capacity. So that is my satisfaction.
Very good. Very beautifully put. I complimented you before we even began on how beautifully and elegantly you speak English, and you were telling me that that was something very important to your grandfather. I don't mean necessarily English, but something about whatever
language
you speak.
Yes.
Go ahead. What did he say?
He said, whichever language you speak, it should be in the right way. You should not misuse the words or the exact meaning, and don't mix up languages. if you are speaking your mother tongue, speak fully in that. Don't mix up any other outside in a sense, other than the mother tongue. And the same with English also. If you speak English, speak well. And his own English, I'm told, was considered to be Shakespearean English. Very correct and very nice.
It's almost as though he believed that the way you use a given language says something about the respect with which you hold maybe a given people.
Yes, that is true.
So you told me that you do have memories of your grandfather, Mahatma Gandhi. Tell us what kind of memories you have. What first of all, how clear are your memories of him?
My memories are very vivid. Very distinctly I remember him because I have spent nearly 8 hours in my young days up to the age of 8. There were more contact. I used to spend more time with my brother and sister and my parents, with him and my grandmother. I cannot forget my grandmother because my grandmother was also a great lady, and for me, she was really a adorable grandmother. And she was so good, so kind. She used to pamper and spoil like all grandmothers they do. It's their privilege between the grandmothers. But my grandfather was, although he was very loving, he cared for us and about all round development, whether physical, mental. He used to be very observe us, what sort of clothes we are wearing, whether it is coming in the way of our physical development. And my mother told me once that when my sister is the elder to me, she is Sumitra Kulkarni. So when she was born, he had cut the small, that baby frock for my sister and showed my mother that this sort of clothes are good for children. It should not hurt the children. They are very delicate. Their skin is so delicate. And for growth, it should be a very comfortable thing. So these minute things about cleanliness, he was very, very fussy about cleanliness. People, in the name of his simplicity, usually they mix up. They say, oh, this is a Gandhiji's work. It will do, even if it is not very particularly sort of artistic or simple, but elegant. But he was very particular. His mud cottage, which is in one of his communes, name is Sevagram Ashram. That is in central India. And that was his third commune he had established in India. Otherwise, in South Africa, it was Tolstoy Farm also in Phoenix.
So if we would walk in there, we would see something that was very, very clean and very, very neat.
Very neat, and his mud cottage was so artistic that there was, even in the mud, they have made it, made a design of a village with a cottage, a river just coming down, flowing down, and then trees, coconut trees and the palm trees. So it's a beautiful, and he was that way. I won't call him that sort of a religious, a staunch religion for the sake of that in the name of religion, there has to be some rituals. He was not that sort of a ritual-minded person, but he had great faith in God. And that's why, even though he had no time in his later years, once he was engrossed in keeping people, creating that awareness and that freedom struggle, and to negotiate with the rulers, that is the British people, the viceroys and prime minister and whatnot. But even then, morning and evening prayers was a must. He said, he used to tell that as food is important for your body, the same way prayers are for your soul. And God is the one that he has immense faith in God. He said he is the one, without his will, not even this leaf will move. And he used to say, once I remember, I'm just jumping. In 47, when we became independent, our first home minister, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, was our first home minister. He was in charge of the security also. So he must be getting some news that people are after Gandhiji's life. There are some disgruntled people who want to kill him. So once he told, Bapuji, I want to keep some security for you because your life seems to be in danger. He said, Okay, when I go to the prayer meeting or any meeting, if with that fear if I'm going, then my mind will be disturbed. And that means I don't have faith in God. Hmm. And He is the Savior. If He wants to retain, means give me life, nobody can take it away. And if He feels, now my mission is over and it's time for me to go back home, then nobody will be able to save. So for heaven's sake, don't keep any security for my security.
Hmm.
So that's was his, that was his faith in God.
Wow.
And then he used to tell us also, whenever we were in his commune, we call it ashram. In our language, ashram is commune. Okay, where his followers, and from that place, they used to lead a very sort of a simple life with principle, values, and some routine. Very good timetable. At 4 in the morning, everybody was supposed to get up. At 5, there will be prayers. And like that, the whole day. And there was 1 hour for the cleaning of the whole commune. Mm-hmm. He never employed anybody. And he used to say, hey, why not? There is nothing wrong if we have to keep our premises clean. And we have to do it. Why other person should do when we are using it? Even the toilets. And these days our toilets are as clean and good. And one doesn't feel that sort of... one doesn't feel dirty that we are cleaning the toilet. Mm. In those days, it was a very different story. Mm. I will not describe it.
Yeah.
But it was not a pleasant task. But even then, he used to insist. And first he would do. That is one thing which we have learned from him. And from, I think everybody will agree, that whatever he preached, he practiced.
Mm.
And that is why his words had more weight.
Mm.
People used to follow. If he used to say, if I don't do it myself and I don't follow the rich, whatever my principles or values, then how can I tell the other person?
Hmm. Just a couple other questions, if I may, about your grandfather, Mahatma Gandhi. You've told us already so much about what he believed. It sounds as though he was largely a very serious person.
Hmm.
Was he also ever funny? Was he someone with which you could play or joke around? Did you see much of that side of him?
Somehow I can't tell you the example because I don't remember at the moment, but his sense of humor was immense. In the midst of the meeting, when they were discussing very serious things, nobody could think, but he will crack a joke and make the atmosphere very light. And I remember only one incident, but not it with me, but I'm told by others. See, he was, as everyone loves their children, not only us, but for him, he believed in world family. He considered the world is a family. My family consists of the world.
Mm-hmm.
In Hindi, in Sanskrit, which is our original language, they say, Vishwa Kutumbakam. Vishwa means world. Kutumbakam means family.
Hmm.
So he believed in that. So for him, he did pay attention to us. But to him, everybody, all children were equally, like a son or a grandchild, like that. So once, and every time he used to play, whenever he had time with the small children, although in those days in the commune, there were not too many children, but it is a story, somewhere he was, there were some children, they were laughing and playing with Gandhiji. And then they said, come on, Gandhi, Bapuji, as we call it, Bapuji. Bapuji in Gujarati means, it is again a respectable name for the father.
Hmm.
Bapuji wins. So okay, Bapuji, let's have a race, running race. Yes, and you also join us. Then he said, okay, I'll join you. And then naturally, the children were very swift and they ran and little bit, he also must have tried, let them feel very happy. They defeated Gandhiji, Bapuji. So he did that way. And then Chila Prasad is saying, Bapuji, you lost and you can't compete with us and you can't defeat us. Then he said, yes, I do agree. You are so good, so energetic, and so fast. Okay, but now I will tell you, ask you something. Ki whether I can do, can you do that? The children said, okay, tell us. So he took out his denture. And he said, see, I can take out my denture and I can again fit it also. Can you do that? So whole atmosphere was, all everybody was laughing and saying, they were amazed wonderful. At the sense of humor.
That's the kind of thing we don't read in the biographies of your grandfather.
I know, these are the small things.